Hello, everyone. Welcome to Noonday Prayer. I hope you all are having a blessed day and a blessed week. Before we get started, I wanted to remind you that the devotional's out. If you're looking to partake in that, the subject is hiding what's of value in my heart. The verse of the day is Proverbs 3:1. My son, do not forget my teachings, but let your heart keep my commandments. And also the 5 minutes with God is out and available. If you're looking to send me your prayer requests, please send them on any platform. If you click the link in my bio, you can click the first link. It takes you to surrenderministries.org. You can look at as many devotions you want. You can even message me on there. At the right hand corner at the bottom, it's a black chat box. Some say it's black, some say it's purple. If you click that, you could chat with me about the devotional. You could chat with me if you need to talk to me about a verse you don't understand. However you want to get in contact with me. Also at the bottom, the Linktree link is my email and other platforms you can reach me at. Let's get started with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for loving us and taking care of us. Most of all, Father God, we thank you for saving our soul. Father God, forgive us of any sins we've done, Father God, knowing and unknowingly, Father God. Father God, we ask you to bless us and keep us, Father God. Father God, we thank you for the small and big blessings, Father God. We thank you for your infinite love and understanding and wisdom and knowledge, Father God. Father God, we thank you for creating us in your image, Father God. We thank you for giving us what you give us, Father God. We thank you for good situations and bad situation, Father God. Like in Job, it says that you give us the good and the bad. And Father God, we just thank you for both. Father God, we ask you right now to lead us and guide us, Father God. Father God, we ask you to watch over people that has addictions and stuff, Father God. We ask you to watch over people that's in the hospital rooms. Watch over the homeless and the thirsty, Father God. Father God, even go to the third world countries, Father God, and touch them, Father God. A lot of people are listening to this podcast right now that's in third world countries. And Father God, we ask you to touch them, Father God. Father God, we ask you to help them be free. Help them be able to read their word and praise you, Father God. Father God, we know you can change anything, Father God. And Father God, we're praying for change, Father God. We're praying for change for the third world countries and our country, Father God. Father God, we ask you to give us strength to be able to go to our jobs, Father God. Father God, we thank you for our jobs right now, Father God. We thank you for the favor you've given us, Father God. Father God, we ask you right now to touch our supervisors, touch our co-workers, Father God. Let us have peace at our work, peace at our houses, Father God. Father God, we ask you right now to work out situations right now, Father God. Father God, we're going to pause real quick. We're going to ask everyone to, if you're by yourself or if you want to say it in your head, list a couple of things that you're having a situation with and place them at Jesus' feet. Thank you, Father God, for answering those prayers. If you said those things, he hears you. Father God, we just thank you for everything, Father God. We ask you right now to bless and keep us, Father God. Father God, we just praise your holy name, Father God. We just thank you, Father God. We thank you for the good times, Father God. We thank you for the things that's coming up in our lives, Father God, that we don't even know that's coming our way, Father God. Father God, we rebuke anything that could be coming our way, a storm, Father God. Father God, we rebuke it and send it back to the pits of hell, Father God. Father God, we're receiving season we in, Father God. We ask you to walk with us. Give us strength, Father God. Help us to stay beside you, Father God. Help us not to lose focus, Father God. Help us not to waver, Father God. Help us to stand strong, Father God. Father God, there's a lot of people that are backsliding and going back to the drinking, going back to the bars, going back to the club. But Father God, we just ask you right now to help them to stay strong, Father God. Father God, watch over the babes in Christ, Father God. We ask you to touch them right now, Father God, from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, Father God. Father God, we ask you to give them comfort right now, Father God. Father God, we ask you to cover them in your blood, Father God. Father God, we ask you to give them strength to pray, Father God. Father God, I ask you to help us through our fasting if someone's fasting, Father God. Father God, I ask you to help someone through surgery that's maybe having surgery, Father God. Father God, we ask you to continue to direct their paths, Father God. Father God, you are the person, you are the God that we can depend on for anything, Father God. So whether they're having surgery, whether they're having counseling, whether they're in court, whether they're in prison, Father God, be with these people right now, Father God. Touch them in a mighty way, Father God, and we thank you. Father God, watch over Jenny. She says she wants salvation. Jenny, we're going to pause. And anyone else that needs salvation, if you say this prayer after me, then you are saved. Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins and surrender my life. Wash me clean. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he died on the cross for my sins and rose again on the third day for my victory. I believe that in my heart and make confession with my mouth that Jesus is my Savior and Lord. I receive eternal life in Jesus' name. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer and you believe in that simple prayer, you are now born again and you have a clean slate and a fresh relationship with God. Father God, we ask you right now to continue to touch Jenny. We ask you to place Jenny in a good church, Father God. I ask you to help her to cry out to you. I ask you to help and lead and guide her, Father God. Father God, I ask you to watch over Faith. She said, I need more understanding. Father God, I ask you to touch her mind, Father God. Anyone else that needs understanding, Father God, touch their mind right now, Father God. Help them to understand whatever else they need to understand, Father God. Open their eyes to see and their ears to hear, Father God. Father God, watch over Nina. She said, I need a better career. Father God, I ask you to touch Nina with a better career. I ask you to show her what you need her to do. Father God, if you want her to stay right there, Father God, I ask you to show her, Father God. I ask you to bless her life and bless her family. Father God, I ask you to watch over Ricky. He said, I'm going to rehab. Father God, touch him. Father God, give him strength to finish it, Father God, because rehab is tough on some people. Some people go through it. But Father God, he's going in there with a different mindset, a different strength, Father God. He's going in there with your strength. Father God, I ask you to cover him in your blood. I ask you to help him stay with it, Father God. Father God, I ask you to bless his family, Father God. I ask you to cover them in your blood, Father God, from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. Give them peace as he does this. Father God, watch over the White family. Father God, someone messaged in and said, please just cover my family. Their last name is the White family. Father God, I ask you to cover the White family in your blood. Cover any family in your blood right now, Father God. Anyone that doesn't have a strong bond with their family, Father God, help them to get that, Father God. Help them to grieve, Father God. Rebuke the spirit of confusion. We rebuke the spirit of depression. We rebuke the spirit of anything that's attaching itself to this family. Generational curses. Father God, we send it back to the pits of hell. We break those curses and send them back to the pits of hell. Father God, watch over James. He said, I just got married and I want to be a good husband. Father God, watch over James. Help him to get a husband to his new wife. Help them have plenty of kids at your time, Father God. Place them in a good church, Father God. Father God, I should touch them from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, Father God. I should give them peace in their marriage, Father God. I should help them communicate the way they should. Anyone else that's new in marriage or need help in their marriage, Father God, I should touch them right now. Father God, I should watch over Ralph. He said, I have a new home. He said he wants to pray out his home. Father God, I ask you right now to show him how to pray out his home. Father God, I ask you to help him be in a place that he can pray out his home, Father God. Help him to be strong. Help him to fast. Help him to pray, Father God. Help him to stay focused on you, Father God. And give him the strength to pray out his home. Father God, I ask you to watch over Shea. She said, I have an interview, Father God. If anyone else, including Shea, has an interview, Father God, I ask you to touch them right now. I ask you to give them the job of their dreams, Father God. Father God, I ask you to help them to go there and say what they need to say, Father God. Father God, help them to get the job that they want to have. Father God, watch over Charles. He said, I have blood work and I'm nervous. Father God, touch Charles. I ask you to help him through this moment of going through blood work, and sometimes needles can be scary to people. So I ask you to help them to find whatever they need to find immediately and withdraw the blood. Father God, I ask you to give him strength. Father God, I ask you to help everything to come out just right the way he wants. But Father God, have your way and your will. Father God, I ask you to watch over Benjamin. He said, I'm addicted to drugs. Father God, touch Benjamin. I ask you to cover him in your blood. Father God, I ask you to release him from this taste of drugs off his tongue. Father God, anyone else that's listening that's addicted to drugs right now, we release you from this in Jesus' name. We rebuke that spirit of addiction. We rebuke that spirit right now, that depression spirit, that suicidal spirit, vulnerable spirit, a spirit of rejection. We rebuke it in Jesus' name. We send it back to the pits of hell. We ask you right now, Father God, to walk with Benjamin right now. And Father God, set him free from this in Jesus' name. Father God, I ask you right now to watch over anyone that's listening. Bless them, Father God, and keep them in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, amen. Heavenly Father, I'm so grateful to be a new creature in Christ. I claim every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Lord, I strictly pray that you reward me openly. I'm walking boldly in my authority. I renounce all hatred, anger, resentment, revenge, retaliation, unforgiveness, and bitterness in the name of Jesus. I pray that the fire of God surrounds and protects my life from all destructions. I bind the powers of darkness that soul controls the airways and release filth, violence, and witchcraft through the media. I also command all spirits of pride, stubbornness, disobedience, rebellion, self-will, selfishness, and arrogance to come out that is trying to attach itself to me. Lord, enlarge my heart so that I may obey your commandments in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Remember to pray for boldness, self-control, strength, wisdom and knowledge, discernment of spirit, eyes and ears to be open. Remember to pray for anyone that is dealing with sore throat, fear, and anyone that's involved in a child missing, like kidnapping or anything like that. And I pray you all have a blessed day. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow on any platform. Remember to share with a family member or friend. If you could, please share on social media. Thank you. Be blessed.